Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Stories in the Bible, you know, about like Moses. And it was like Moses. What if Moses would have just quit or given up before his assignment was complete? Pharaoh would have still had everybody in bondage. You know what I'm saying? It's that place, you know, Moses didn't complete. But think about it. Moses was could have been killed as a kid. So the enemy has set him up, you know, as a kid to be killed. You know, and just like God will use the enemy to be able to keep him safe. You know what I'm saying? But still use him to set the people free. Now, what if he would have just gave up? What if he would have just been like, I couldn't do this. I'm not of these people and I can't deliver some people that I don't, you know, that I'm on the other side. The other side raised me. It could have been really confusing to Moses. It could have really set him up to not complete his assignment, not to even want to do his assignment. But Moses went through his assignment and look at the miracles and the things that happened as Moses did what he had to do. Look at the examples. Look at the things. I mean, you can read this for yourself. Everybody know the story of Moses. You know what Moses did. I'm not going to have to give you every scripture for it. You go look up to read the story for yourself, but you see that he didn't quit. He could have. He probably wanted to, but he didn't. And he completed it and he saw the miracle signs and wonders that God was doing in the midst of him actually following through his assignment. His assignment. He was assigned to do that. God says, I know the plans that I have for you in your mother's womb. I knew you in your mother's womb. So he knows the assignment that you have. It's not something that just, pops up to God and he just, now I know. No, he already knew this. He already knew the assignment that he gave to you. And he equipped you to go through your assignment. He's literally equipped you to go through your assignment. So that's Moses. Then he gave me Gideon. I was like, Gideon? Gideon was scared. Let's be real. Gideon was scared for that assignment. He didn't want that assignment. He was like, I don't want this assignment. I don't want to do that. He coming up with every excuse in the Bible, every excuse he could to not have his assignment. How many of us come up with every excuse that we have to not do our assignment? Jonah. He ran and got caught into the belly of a whale. Because he didn't want to do it. He was running from the assignment. He didn't want to complete the assignment. Didn't want to do the assignment. But when Gideon completed the assignment, mighty man of valor. Come on. Before he was scared. But when he completed, he was a mighty man of valor. Well, what is the end of your story? What's the end of your assignment? What's the end of your assignment? A mighty woman or a mighty man. What is the assignment that God is giving you that you're in the midst of? I'm ready to give up on this. I'm ready to give up on this assignment. This assignment is taking too long. This assignment is draining me. This assignment, I'm stressed out over this assignment. Listen, let me tell you something. God gives you everything that you need. The problem is we try to do more things in ourselves than we try to do in God. God gives us an assignment. God gives us the strength. God gives us the wisdom. God gives us the understanding. God gives us the ability to complete the assignment. The problem is that we try to do it in our own. I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about myself too. I try to do it in my own. And when I do it in my own, I jack it up. I don't have the strength that I need. If you can do it in your own, why would you need God? Why would you need faith? If you can do it in your own. If you can do it your own self. Moses couldn't do that by himself. Jonah couldn't do it by himself. Gideon couldn't do it by himself. And the ultimate was with Jesus. Jesus got on the cross. He said, Father, can this cup pass? But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He completed his assignment. And because he had to go through all of this, he completed his assignment. That means me and you get eternal life. Me and you have the ability to have eternal life. Me and you have the ability to do all things. Me and you have the ability to do greater works. Me and you have the ability to do everything that Jesus said we could do. Come on, y'all. As a believer. If Christ lives in us, we have this ability to complete the assignment. Every one of them had an opportunity to quit. Some of them wanted to quit. Some of them were scared to even to take the assignment. Even David. David said, I'm the least. I'm the last. I'm the smallest. I'm the least. But look what David did. David was after God's own heart. David stepped up and knocked off this giant. Was like, bro, but God had him in the wilderness. God had him out there with them sheep. Knocking off bears, knocking off lions. So he had that. He gave him the courage. He gave him the faith that, boy, when I see something and God sending me to it, I got this. So whatever your assignment is, listen to me. Whatever your assignment is, God has equipped you to complete the assignment. Do not abort your assignment. Do not abort your assignment. Until your assignment is complete. God will tell you when your assignment is complete. You will know it. You will know it. So I'm encouraging you today. Do not give up on your assignment. Don't give up before your assignment is complete. Don't do it. Don't do it. When you're getting into this weary place, when you get into this place where you want to quit, when you're getting into this place where it's getting heavy, I'm encouraging you to tap into the strength of the Lord. Plug into the strength of the Lord. Plug in. Plug in. Press in. Press into God. Praise your way through it. Praise your way through it. Give God the opportunity to give you some strength. Give God the opportunity to give you the wisdom you need, the understanding you need. Give him the chance. So I was sitting there like, okay, God, I need some wisdom on this situation. I need to make a godly decision on this decision that I got to make right now. I need some godly wisdom. So I start praying. I start speaking in tongues. Let me tell you something. I don't know if you speak in tongues or not, but when I started speaking in tongues, I was plugged in. I started hearing clearly the instructions that I needed to do. It literally looked like this. What I needed to do starts putting things into place. It started moving. Okay, you do this one right here first. This one's going to add up to this one. This one's going to help you get an understanding to this. This is going to make do to this. Then you connect with this person because this person is going to give you the information that you need for this decision. And when you make this decision is going to yield a great dividend when you do this. I'm talking about this morning. I ain't talking about something that happened. I'm talking about this morning. This is how this stuff started happening. And I'm like, God. But I got an assignment to build. I got an assignment. And I was like, okay, God, man. And he said, some people are getting ready to give up before their assignment is done. I was like, oh, no, no, y'all can't give up. No, y'all can't quit. Let me tell you something. There's something that God has for you at the end of this thing. Oh, it's greater at the end. It's worth the going through. It's worth the fight. It's worth the persecution. It's worth the long suffering. I'm telling you. So I was telling the group last night, you know, and study about, you know, long suffering is that thing I don't like. But God says that because you're going through the long suffering, son, I'm giving you another level of understanding. I'm giving you another level of wisdom as you go through this. Because listen, Jesus learned his obedience by the things that he suffered. So this long suffering, I'm learning another level of obedience. I'm getting another level of obedience. I can hear God's voice when he says, don't go right, go left. Don't move. Just sit still. Don't make this decision, because this decision might not be the best decision for your life, for your family, for your business, for anything that I'm have for you. I pray that this is blessing somebody. I pray that this is blessing somebody. Because somebody was about to stop. Somebody was about to just give up. Somebody was just ready to throw in the towel. And that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do, is just to throw in the towel. Today is the day that you don't quit. Today is the day that you put in this extra work. Today is the day that you change up your mindset. Ask God to renew your mind. I'm like in here. Okay, God, renew my mind. Refresh my mind right now. Let me get away from all of the negative thinking that I was thinking. Let me get away from all of the frustration, the hustle and bustle of the day. Let me just reset my mind and let me get my mind right, that I'm functioning with the mind of Christ. Man, that's when things start just do. Just popping into place. So let me tell you, take this time to do what the Bible says. Renew your mind daily. Come on. This is that time. It ain't a time to quit. This is what the enemy wants you to do. He been telling you. See, the enemy starts giving you all of these words and start telling you things ain't going to change. Here's the problem. The enemy wants you to look at the situation. Normally, the situation is a person. Normally, situation is a thing. But you ain't looking at the right thing. The right thing is looking at keeping your eyes focused on Christ. Your eyes focused on what God is saying. That's the main thing. Can I tell you that's the main thing? Can I tell you that's the main thing? It's keeping your eyes focused on God. Keeping your eyes focused on Christ. Get your eyes off your situation. Get your eyes off of the negative stuff. Listen, sometimes you gotta just shut your ears, shut down from listening to that stuff. The enemy been talking to you way too long, and we've been listening to it. He's been telling you quit, give up, things ain't gonna change. Look how bad it is. They ain't gonna never change. Look how they talking to you. Look at what's going on. All of that stuff. And we sit there and entertain that stuff. And that's what make you want to quit before your assignment is complete. Why wouldn't you have to go through something? That's long suffering. That's one of the fruits. It's long suffering. But we look at long suffering like it's a cuss word. That's part of it. That's part of this. So why did Jesus have to suffer and we don't? I'm just saying, I got to keep my eyes on why Jesus did what he did, and what was the ultimate price of what he did, and what is yielding to this day. You breathing and having an opportunity for eternal life because he did that. Because he did that. Yep. I'ma hold my own. Yep. I know the enemy hates me. And I'm sure he hates you too. I'm not gonna entertain him. I'm not gonna entertain. He's a defeated foe. What Jesus did on the cross ultimately let him know that you are an ultimate loser. And so you quitting, it just helps him. It's like, there you go. That's another one that won't complete their assignment. That's another that won't complete their assignment. No. Know your assignment. Know your assignment. And no, you can't get rid of your assignment. No, you can't pass your assignment to somebody else. No, it's your assignment. Gerald, it's your assignment. You're going to complete this assignment. Now, when you need something, call on me. When you need some wisdom, call on me. When you need some strength, call on me. Lord, I need you to put your super on my natural today. I don't have enough strength today. Can I get some of your strength today? Can you give me some strength today? And then he'll say, I need you to listen to this song. And I start listening to the song. And all of a sudden the song done put me in a whole, shifted me into a whole nother mood. And when I shifted into a whole nother mood, I got a whole nother level of boldness. I start listening to songs that gets me hype, that raises up the anointing in me, that I understand that I operate in something different. I operate in something bold. I operate in something courageous. Listen, I'm talking about encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to get into something. God give you something to give you, to bring you out of a bad place, to get you out of a dark place, to get you out of a place of listening to the enemy. Sometimes he uses scriptures. Sometimes he uses a song. Sometimes he just sit there and talk to you. Then he always encourages you to go into the word. Why? The word is going to bring you the truth. The word is going to bring a light to a darkened place. That's what it's for. It's to help us. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking to me this morning. Thank you for helping me get my mind right. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for reminding me I can't quit on my assignment. I can't quit before my assignment is complete. I bet you don't go to work and do half of the job. That's what I heard. I heard that. So no, I ain't quitting. Nope. I am not going to give up before my assignment is complete. I declare I will not give up before my assignment is complete. So, Lord, I need all of you. So let me decrease as you increase, and let it be none of me and all of you today. I need you every day. I need you all parts of the day. The enemy is trying to sift me like wheat, and I declare that I will not allow him to sift me like wheat. I declare I will not hear and operate and entertain the stranger's voice. I declare that my ears are fine-tuned to your voice, that I hear you clearly. I see clearly. I declare that I have no scales over my eyes, that I'm blind to the fact that my assignment must be complete. I declare the strength of the Lord is upon me. I declare that I tap into the wisdom of the Lord. I declare I shall not be bothered. I'm no longer bothered by what the enemy is doing. You can act up all you want to. I'm not bothered. I'm not moved. I'm steadfast and I'm unmovable. I'm always going to be abounding in the word of the Lord. I'm always going to operate and function in what God, my assignment is for today. Whatever my assignment is for the day, I'm completing it. And I will not be, I will not abort it. I will not stop. I will not be moved by whatever you doing. Satan, you can't move me, man. Go on about your business. Do you know you a defeated foe? Do you know you under my feet? Do you know you can't handle me? I know who I am. I am a child of God. I am a child of the Most High. I'm joint heirs with Jesus. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I don't care what you do around me. It ain't gonna bother me.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role
of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.